天下所有的父母亲、都希望他们的儿女们能够过着一个很好的日子。
All parents in this world want their children to live a good life.
天上的真实呢，天上的父亲也是希望他的儿女们、也就是我们、能够过着一个好日子。
And so our heavenly Father also wants his children to, which is us, for us to live a good life as well.
请看传道书第五章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章十五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 15.
第五章十五节。
Verse 15.
他怎样从母胎赤身而来，也必照样赤身而去。他所劳碌得来的，手中分毫不能够带去。十六节。
16.
他来的情形怎样，他去的时候也怎样，这也是一种大祸患。他为风啊劳碌有什么益处呢？十七节。
17.
那并且啊，他终身在黑暗中吃喝啊，都有愁烦，又有病患恶气。十八节。
18.
我所见为善为美的啊。我所见为善为美的，就是人在神赐他一生的日子吃喝，享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份。十九节。
19.
那神赐人资财丰富，使他能以吃用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。那这里是在描写人生。
Here it is discussing the vanity of life.
也是一种人生现实的环境，而且是很无奈的。
And that it is a very materialistic and very lonely world.
因为人从母胎赤身而来，也必要这样赤身而去，空空而来，空空的去。
Because as man came from his mother's womb naked, they will return, and so they come and go empty-handed.
但这十八节就转折哈，这个神的儿女们却是不一样。
So, however, in verse 18, it's a change, and saying for the children of God, it is different.
这边说神所要赏赐给我们的是一个美善的人生。
And what God wants to give us is a good life.
那美善的人生呢，是神的恩赐。
And that a good life is a blessing from God.
那所谓的恩赐啊，就是一种礼物啊，免费的，就每一个人都有的。
And this is a gift from God, and it is free, and everyone can receive it.
因此啊，这个美善的人生啊，就是我们的人生啊。
And so, this is our life, a good life.
那我们要享受美善的人生呢，以前当然要先明白啊，人生的现实面，还有一个无奈。
And so, in order for us to understand how life is good, we must first understand its limitations.
我们请看传道书啊。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
第二章的二十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 21.
传道书二章二十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 21.
因为人用智慧知识灵巧所劳碌得来的，却要留给未曾劳碌的人为份，这也是虚空，也是大患。那当作为父母亲的，可能很劳碌的去上班啊，工作啊，赚了钱。
And so for a parent, they might labor a lot to earn money.
不管是累积了多少钱啊，死了以后当然就会很自然的把他们的财产啊留给子孙。
No matter how much money they have earned, they will leave it as a heritage or inheritance for their children.
当然有些父母亲呢很省吃俭用。
And so there are some parents who are really good at saving.
自己有的房子还要再拼命哈，还要再拼命再买一栋房子，不是为了自己呢，是要为他的子女们。
And so even though they may already own a house, they still continue to labor so that they can earn another house for their children.
那真的是很辛苦啊。
And this is very hard work.
所以圣经说，这个也是虚空，也是大患哦。
And so the Bible tells us that this also is a vanity.
所以诗篇的作者啊，就在提到这种的人生。
And in the book of Psalm, it also talks about this type of life.
这种的人生啊，这个父母亲啊，当然能够心满意足啊，因为他自己本身有些财富啊，不但自己呢有，而且还能够留给子孙呢。
And so for this type of parent, they not only have, but they also want more for their children.
所以他们能够心满意足，就很安然的过世。
So that they can die on being content.
我终于能够留我的财产给我的子孙。
Because then they have had enough, have left enough inheritance for their children.
可是圣经说啊，这是大患。
But then the Bible tells us that this is a vanity.
当然，我们就是听了以后，一定是很难理解啊。
And so after reading this, we might have a hard time understanding.
我们现在想一想啊，你的答案是什么？为什么是一个大患
？And so why do they say that this is a vanity?
大家心里面想一想啊， so, 想几秒钟就可以了。
And so just think about it for a couple seconds, and that is all.
那为什么留给子孙是大患
？And so why is it a vanity to leave it to their children?
很多子孙啊，就是为了这些钱财啊，在吵架，在互相伤害，互相攻击。
Because many children, they will fight over this inheritance.
啊，甚至于啊，就谋财害命，就 kill、
oh. And so that's to the point that some will even kill for the inheritance.
啊，这种情形是偶尔会听见的。
And these types of situations, sometimes you'll hear of it.
所以圣经说这是大患呐。
And so the Bible tells us that this is a vanity.
当然，做父母亲的没有想到他们的子女啊，会为了钱财啊来争吵。
And so as a parent, you will not think that your children will fight over the inheritance.
比如说台湾的美丽华餐厅呢，百货公司。
For example, a department store in Taiwan.
这些子女们的这个老先生啊，过世以后，子女们在争吵这些遗产呢。
So after the father passed away, his children were fighting over the inheritance.
结果有一个他的孩子啊，就举枪杀了两个兄弟。
And so one child used a gun and shot two of his brothers.
假如他们像我这样子没有什么遗产啊，没有从父母亲那边继承遗产的话，保证啊不会发生凶杀案件。
And if they were like me and have no inheritance, then of course there would not be murder.
所以这些啊，留给他们子孙呢，圣经说是大患呢。
And so here, and for it talks about how the inheritance is a vanity.
所以诗篇十七篇啊，十七篇十四节，那个作者他说：“求神让我脱离这种只在今生有福分的世间的人。”
And so it tells us that the Bible says that, oh, please bring me away from people that are like this.
因为这个是大患。
And because this is a sin.
所以有些人就比较聪明啊。
So some people are smarter.
他们有钱的时候，趁着他们还在世上，趁着他们的头脑还清楚的时候，有时间就赶快的把他们财产就捐给慈善机构。
And so there are some people who are smart, and then while they are still alive, they donate their inheritance to charities.
那只留下一小部分给他们的子女。
And they only leave a small portion for their children.
他意思就是说，希望他们的子女能够去打拼呢。
And so this is so that their hope that their children would be able to work hard on their own.
不要想说这些不劳而获的资产。
And that to not let them focus on this inheritance that is not truly theirs.
因为圣经的意思就是说，这些不劳而获的资产对子女们是没有什么好处的。
And it's because this inheritance is of no use or of no good for their descendants.
当然很明显的，他们在现实的利益上马上能够得到很多的好处啊。
And so then immediately they're able to receive a good materialistically.
但是对他们的未来一点帮助都没有。
But for their future, it does not help them.
因为他们人生在缺少一段历练。
And because their life is lacking hard work.
很多家庭贫穷的人他们必须要很认真工作。
And so for those who have family are not as well off, they have to work very hard.
所以他们经历了人生的酸甜苦辣。
So they are able to experience the difficulty of life.
他们得到神祝福的时候，他们能够发出内心的感恩呢。
And when they experience God's blessing, then they are able to have a heart of thanksgiving.
因为他们人生是有酸甜苦辣。
And because they have experienced all the difficulty of life.
所以这种人生就是变得很完美呢。
And this type of life is very beautiful.
可是假若只是得到这些不劳而获的资产。
But if you just receive this materialistic inheritance,
他们真的不需要打拼呢。
They don't need to work hard.
所以他们人生在缺少这一段的历练。
And so they would lack this type of experience in their life.
可能会让 子孙啊留下遗憾。
And may create disappointment for their children.
所以有的子孙啊，反而不会感激啊。
And so, and they, their children will not know how to give thanks.
因为他们人生啊还是不完美的。
Because their life is not perfect.
所以我们要了解啊，这个人生啊也是。一种现实的层面也是很无奈的。
And so we can see that from a materialistic viewpoint, life is, can be meaningless.
那假如是劳碌啊，不但是体力劳碌啊，还是很内心啊，心里面会很劳累，会变成愁烦。
And so if you labor for continuously, your heart can become very torn.
那请看第二章啊。
Let's look at chapter 2.
第二章的二十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
第二章传道书第二章二十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 22.
人在日光之下劳碌内心啊，内心这是很累的，不是累，不是累积的累，这个内心啊，在他一切的劳碌上得着什么呢？第二十三节
23.
因为他日日忧虑、啊、他的劳苦成为愁烦，连夜间心也不安，这也是虚空。这是人生、啊、第二个无奈。
And so we can see the second misfortune of life.
那这个呢是劳碌、啊、不但是体力的辛苦、啊、还是劳心、啊。
And so this is not only just labor physically, but also of the heart.
那因为是劳心、啊、他的心、啊、就变成日日忧虑。
And so, because of the striving of the heart, his days are sorrowful.
那他就变成很辛苦、啊、
And so, it becomes burdensome.
那就是他有钱的话，其实他也不会很喜乐的。
So, and even if they have a lot of money, they would not have joy.
那我还没有当专的以前呢、啊 那我做生意有一个客人、啊、他是做这个投资、啊、股票投资的生意。
And so before I was a pastor, I had a customer who was an investor.
那我去参观过他的办公室。
And I have visited his business.
他请两个人。
And he had,
他们请两个人。
He had hired two people.
哇，这个电脑啊，就排成一个横排的桌子啊，很多部电脑啊。
And then on, there was a line of computers.
哇，这个股票啊，股票是极其的哈。他能够看到这个华尔街那些股票行情涨还是跌。
And on his computer screen would were all of the current stock of Wall Street to see if it was going up or down.
啊，他说他一年啊大概能够赚五十万美金啊。
And every he said every year he could earn $500,000
啊，大概。已经是二十五年前了，所以二十五年前的五十万美金呢，当然是比现在更多了，比现在的五十万多。
And so this was 25 years ago, so of course this is the value of this $500,000 even more now.
好，那算是五十万，算是很多在当时。
And so $500,000 was a lot at the time.
啊，他其实他年纪大概四十几岁而已。
And at that time he was only around 40 something years old.
我看头发已经白了。
But his hair was already white.
啊、他每次来我公司的时候
，And every time he came to my office or company,
他经常来，有时候就来聊天呢。
Sometimes he'll come just to have a conversation.
我看不出他一点喜乐的心。
I cannot see any joy in him.
他没有笑过。
He never laughs.
他就是为了这个股票，因为他要确定、啊、能够赚很多钱呢、啊。
And so, because of these stocks, he wanted to make sure, and because he wanted to make sure that he would make a lot of money.
啊，有些时候股票的行情不是他能够控制的。
And the stock market is not something that he could control.
那所以他有很多的忧虑，很多的烦恼。
And so he had a lot of worries and anxieties.
啊，这个是还没有主，没有把神的因素加入以前一般的世间的人呢、啊。
And so this is a person who labors without the Lord.
因为这种劳碌还要劳心。
Because this type of labor is also a striving of the heart.
啊，我们基督徒啊，当然也要劳碌啊。
Of course, we as Christians, we also need to labor.
因为我们也要去上班啊。
Because we must work.
要认真工作啊。
We need to work hard.
有些时候我们基督徒啊，为了要荣耀主的名啊， 在工作上面可能比其他的同事还更认真呢。
And as Christians, we in order to glorify God's name, we might even work harder than our coworkers.
所以有的时候我们会 go extra mile, 就多做一点事情。
And so sometimes we might go the extra mile in terms of our work.
就是呢，劳碌啊。
And this is a labor.
但是我们不劳心。
But we do not have a striving of the heart.
我们做基督徒啊，不要劳心呢。
As Christians, we do not need to have this striving of the heart.
因为我们是尽量做，但是要做这神的祝福啊。
So because we all do our best, but at the end of the day, it is God's blessing.
我们相反的会做事情做得很喜乐。
Instead, we can have a joyful heart in our work.
因为我们服事的心态跟一般人服事的心态是不一样的。
Because our heart of serving is different from those of other people.
所以我们劳碌，但是我们不劳心。
So we labor, but we do not strive for in the heart.
啊，假如劳碌而且劳心的话，很辛苦啊，这个叫做空虚啊。
And so if we labor and also we also strive of the heart, then this is a vanity.
啊，这段人生啊就不美了。
And this vanity is not beautiful.
啊，这是第二个啊，现实啊。那第三个。
So this is the second type and the third.
劳碌得来的啊。我们刚所念的劳碌得来的他的所中啊分毫不能够带去、啊、
And so like we've had what we've mentioned before that what we've labored for we're not able to bring it with us
啊，再来看一次第五章的十五节
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse
第五章十五节
verse 15
他怎样从母胎赤身而来也必照样赤身而去他所劳碌得来的所中分毫不能够带去啊、当然我们出生的时候都是赤身而来的。
And so of course, when we are born, we are naked.
那死的时候、啊、还好了还 穿个西装、啊、我们男生的话就穿西装。
And when we pass away, we would wear a suit.
那女生的话就穿洋装。
For males, we wear a suit, and for women, we would wear a dress.
有位老姐妹、啊、她过世的时候、啊、她告诉她的子女说你要帮我穿这个红色的衣服了。红色的洋装。
And so, when his sister before her passing, she told her children, "Oh, you must wear me, have me wear a red dress."
因为这位老姐妹她很年轻，她生在世的时候，她很喜欢穿的红色的。
And because for the sister before she passed away, she really liked the color red.
所以我们人生啊，说赚的是什么？赚的就赚那套衣服了。
And so, for our whole life, what we earn is that clothing that we wear.
大家是不是同意啊
Do we all agree?
有没有人不赞成的
Do anybody disagree?
不赞成的话请问啊死的时候你要穿多少件呢、啊、
And so if we disagree, then I ask you
穿一件就够了对不对
How many clothing will you wear? You can only wear one.
不需要穿太多那里也不会很冷。
You won't need to wear a lot because it won't be cold.
所以啊怎么侧身而来啊走的时候啊顶多是再穿一件衣服。
And so we come naked into this world, and in our passing, we only wear just that those clothing.
那古代的人呢、啊，可能有没有穿衣服，我是不清楚啊。但是按照犹太人啊，他们就拿去烧啊，就用烧的在那比较偏僻的地方，有个地方集中，那个地方有道路是啊，要烧尸体的。
And so then in ancient time, we don't know if they wore clothing, but we know that they may burn the body.
所以真的是赤身而来啊，赤身而走啊。
And so really, it is that they come naked into this world, and the naked they return.
啊，这个也是很无奈啊。
And this is also very pitiful.
啊，当然以前帝王哦，他们有很多的陪葬啊。
Of course, for many kings, they might have other things that they are buried with.
啊，但是那些陪葬品啊，听说很多都已经被偷走了的。
And so a lot of the treasures that they were buried with, a lot of it has been looted away.
啊，所以他也是。一无所得的。
And so at the end, they are still empty-handed.
不要慈禧太后哈，啊，距离我们比较近啊。慈禧太后她的墓也是被盗光啊，所有的珠宝什么都被盗光了。
And so for a lot of these ancient rulers, their tombs they have been looted, and so that everything they have is stolen.
所以真的、啊，我们不能够带丝毫一分呐、啊、而走啊。
So it is true we cannot bring anything with us.
好，那我们要怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
怎么来改变这个现实?
How do we change this type of situation?
让我们能够享受美善的人生。
That we are able to enjoy our good life.
因为圣经说这乃是神的恩赐。
And because this, the Bible tells us that this is the gift of God.
所以要享受人生的话，就是一定要跟神的连接上关系。
And so in order to enjoy our life, we must have a connection with God.
因为这个神所赐，我们看十八节哈。
Let us look at verse 18.
说这是人在神赐他一生连日吃喝享受。
Because
是神赐的。
And so it is what God, which God gives him, for it is his heritage. So it's something given by God.
那十九节说，这乃是神的恩赐。
And as in verse 19 tells us that this is a gift of God.
我再请看，传道书第二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
二十四节。
2 verse 24.
二十四。人莫强如吃喝，且在劳碌中享福、啊、一定要劳碌了、啊、我看这也是出于神的手，你看神的手。
And so here a man has to labor, but it is from the hand,、so、from the hand of God.
所以他要享福，为什么能够享福呢？这也是神的恩赐，还是神、哦、有个神字。
And so, in order for them to enjoy, it is comes from God's hand, and it is God's blessing.
那假如没有神的手介入的话，我们的人生啊，将会变成很空虚的。
And so, without the hand of God, then our life becomes very empty.
我们将会很无奈，就是像刚刚我们所三个那种三个情形一样。
And it may become very pitiful, like the three situations that we mentioned before.
那第一个是留给别人呢、啊。
The first is that what we have is left for others.
那一些人是不劳而获的人。
And those people do not understand the material wealth.
啊，圣经说这是祸患。
And so the Bible tells us that this is a vanity.
啊，说我们千万不能够让我们的子女不劳而获啊。
And so we cannot let our children fall into this.
那么第二个就是。不但是劳碌，而且还劳心。
And so for the second, it is not only a labor, but it's also a striving of the heart.
啊，第三个不能带走啊。
And the third is that we cannot take any of it with us.
啊，那我们现在一定要将神呢、啊、来纳入我们的生活当中啊。
And so we must put God in our life.
我们才能够享受，能够享受所谓的享受啊，享受就是没有加上忧虑啊。
And so it's so that we can be able to enjoy, and this enjoyment has no worry in it.
再看第三章哈。
Let's look at chapter
3. 第三章的十一节。
Verse 11.
神造万物啊，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神自始至终啊的作为，人不能够衬托啊。十二节。
Verse 12.
那我知道世人强啊，莫强如终身喜乐行善，十三节。
13.
并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中啊享福，这也是神的恩赐。所以神的恩赐，就是要让我们在劳碌当中啊享福。
And so the gift of God is so that we can be able to eat and drink in our labor.
那假如是劳心的话，就不能够享福啊。
And however, if we are laboring in our heart, then we would not be able to enjoy.
啊，就像我那个朋友，有些时候他会来聊天，他就是唉声叹气的。
Like my friend from before, even though he was laboring, all he did was complain and sigh.
看不出一点的喜乐。
You cannot see the joy in him.
但是在神的恩典之下，我们就可以享受啊。
But under the gift of God, we can be able to enjoy.
要享受的话，哪里会唉声叹气？
And if we are enjoying, then we would not be worrying or sighing.
所以，假如我们在我们的生活当中有唉声叹气，就表示说我们没有享受神的恩赐。
And if in our life, if we are complaining or sighing, then that means that we have not received, we are not understanding the grace of God.
那这是很可惜的。
And this is very sad.
因为我们现在已经跟神啊连上关系。
Because today we have already connected with God.
因为这是神的恩赐，要让我们在劳碌当中能够享福。
And it is the gift of God for us to be able to enjoy in our labor.
享受我们劳碌所得的结果了。
And to enjoy the fruit of our labor.
那再看。箴言啊
，And let us turn to Proverbs.
箴言第十章
，Proverbs chapter 10,
二十二节
，Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22.
箴言第十章二十二节
，Proverbs 10, verse 22.
神所赐的福使人富足啊，并不加上忧虑。真的，神的祝福啊，不加上忧虑啊。
Here it tells us that the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
我记得以前我还在上班的时候。
And so I remember before when I was working.
那要下班了，开车回家。
And I got off work and was driving back.
我回家路上很快乐。
On the way home, I was very joyful.
经常唱赞美诗。
And then at the time, I would often sing hymns.
因为神所祝的福啊，那一天不管我们所遭遇的情况是怎么，但是都是神的祝福。
And because the blessing that we receive from God each day, no matter how the day goes, it is God's blessing.
就是那一天啊，被老板炒鱿鱼的，也是神的祝福啊。
And even that day, if you are
被炒鱿鱼也被 fire.
Okay. And so for for even
我是 fire 应该是被 lay off 的 ，fire 说有错才会被 fire.
Oh, okay. And so for even if that day
不要说炒鱿鱼啊，对不起啊，这个应该是说被解雇了哈。
Okay, and even if that day, if your boss lays tells you that you've been laid off for your job, you can still be joyful.
因为万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And it's because all things work for the good of those who love Him.
那我们为什么会有这种想法呢
？And so why do we have this type of thought?
因为我们跟神连接上关系。
Because we have been connected to God.
我们不管是好的事情、不好的事情，都跟神连接上关系。
And whether it is good or bad, all, in all things we are, have been connected to God.
所以一切都是神的祝福啊。
So everything is God's blessing.
神的祝福不加上忧虑。
And God's blessing, He adds no sorrow to it.
啊，所以就是被解雇哈，也是神的祝福。
And so even if we have been laid off, this is God's blessing.
因为神要透过这个解雇，把我们引到另外一个方向，另外一个更好的工作。
Because God may use this layoff so that He can go into and lead us into a different direction so that we can find an even better job.
那没有透过这个解雇的话，人总是不想换啊，不想换工作了。
And maybe without encountering this layoff, then we would not want to change our job.
因为房子已经安定下来了。
Because our home has already been stable.
孩子们在读书了。
Our children are studying.
谁愿意搬家？
Who is willing to move?
但是神有神特别的旨意啊。
But God has His special will.
神要我们再往上爬。
He wants us to continue climbing upward.
啊，好像是约瑟一样啊。
And just like Joseph.
哎，旧约时代的约瑟。那我们看约瑟，他被卖为奴仆。
And so, just like Joseph, who was sold as a slave.
那个不是神的终极目标啊。
And that was not God's final destination for him.
那约瑟还被关在监牢里头啊。
And Joseph was imprisoned.
那个也不是神的终极目标。
And even that was not the God's final destination for him.
神的终极目标就是让他当宰相啊。
And God's final destination was for him to become the governor of Egypt.
来拯救全家的人。
So that he can save his family.
So, 万一我们今天被公司解雇。
So whether or not we have been laid off by our company,
不是神的终极目标。
That is not the final destination that God wants.
神的终极目标一定要像约瑟一样，就让我们往更高处爬了。
And it's more that God wants us to be like for Joseph, that He wants us to continue climbing upward.
因为这是神的祝福。
Because this
的一部分呢。
This is the blessing of God, and this is one portion of it.
所以患难也是神祝福的一部分哦。
And so the tribulation we encounter, this is also a blessing from God.
因为约瑟他自己称王，他在受苦的地方昌盛。
And so even for Joseph, in his suffering, he was able to overcome it.
所以受苦就变成他昌盛的一部分的一个因素之一。
And so this suffering became something that he had overcome.
所以神的祝福啊，不加上忧虑。
And so God's sorrow, God's blessing, He adds no sorrow to it.
因为我们跟神啊连接上关系。
Because we have been connected to God.
那我们要依靠神哈，然后来享受神所赏赐给我们的一切。
So we have to rely on God to be able to experience the blessing of God.
好，请看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第六章十七节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17.
提摩太前书六章十七节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17.
你们要嘱咐那些今世富足的人啊，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那后世百物给我们享受的神。所以神的每一点也是要叫我们来享受的，享受人生的。
And so for God, He wants us to be able to enjoy our life.
啊，享受这美善的人生。
And to help us enjoy this good and beautiful life.
那我们就是要依靠神。
So we must rely on God.
啊，因为他已经赏赐百物给我们享受。
Because He has given us richly all these things to enjoy.
我们有没有百物啊？
Have we all, all things?
所以大家回去算一算，看看你家里有没有白物。
And so we can go home and count in our homes, do we have all these richly all things?
你看我这个已经一物，眼睛一物哈，手表两物，衣服三物，我还有皮带啊，四物，我的裤子啊，是不是？五物，然后我的皮鞋六，我的袜子七，你看我的身上就神就赏赐给我享受七个。
And so we have like one thing, like our eyes, or my tie, my belt, my pants, my shirt, and on all there are seven things that God has given me.
啊，大家看这个年代，我很欣赏啊，哈。
And so even look at my tie.
虽然你看说，哎呀，那么黑呀、
啊，
不好看，但是我自己很欣赏，哎，不错，感谢主哎。
And so even for this tie, I feel you might think that is ugly, but for myself, I enjoy it.
再问你的感觉啊，你说好就好啊，你说不好就不好。
And if you tell me that oh it's good or it's good and it's bad, it's bad.
但是我感谢主啊。神已经在我身上七件让我享受了。
And so, but I thank God that on my person right now, I have seven things for which God lets me enjoy.
哎，家里还有嘞。
And at my home, in my home,
所以大家回去算一算，一定要超过一百样。
And so, if we all count for sure, each one of us have over 100 things.
所以我们现在就要享受神已经给我们的部分。
So we need to enjoy what God has already given to us.
我们不要想那个我们没有的。
So we must not think about what we do not have.
我们，你去想没有的话，那个就变一个欲望。
And so, if we think about what we do not have, then this becomes a worry.
你需要的话，神一定会给你。
Because what God what we need, God will give it to us.
因为这是神的应许呀。
Because this is the promise of God.
那所谓应许就是他的承诺，他承诺一定会实现的。
And God is faithful, and what He has promised will be fulfilled.
所以这里说神赐百物给我们享受。
And so here it tells us that God has given us richly all things for us to enjoy.
我们家里的事情很多已经可以享受了。
So in our homes, there are many things that we can enjoy.
不需要再看别人。
We do not need to look at others.
有的时候我们就看别人，哎呀，你有我没有，我要有啊。
Sometimes you look at others and we think, oh, you have it and I do not, and I want to have it.
有个弟兄啊，说他的太太啊，不是很喜欢煮菜。
And so there's a brother whose wife does not really enjoy cooking.
但是他太太很喜欢买那个锅子啊。
But his wife really likes to purchase pots.
哇，锅子掉得满墙壁都是啊。
And so then there's a wall in their house that is filled with pots.
因为她不是在卖啊。
And she's not selling pots.
她也不喜欢煮啊。
And she doesn't like to cook.
摆那么多干什么？
Why does she have all these pots on display?
原来哈，这是凡是百货公司有买一送一的，哎，她一定会去买。
And so because if the department store has buy one get one free pot, then she will buy it.
可是买来没用啊。
But when she buys it, she does no use.
所以我们不要中了那些广告商的诡计呀。
And so we should not fall to the prey of the advertisements.
就把那些钱啊，来看看哪个地方有需要啊，教会要建堂啦，有些贫穷的弟兄姐妹要暂时的帮助他啦，这个可以用在那个方面呢。
Instead, let us use our money and save it so on things that of use, such as for the church or for the members that are in need.
再看十八节。
Let us look at verse 18.
又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。要甘心啊，随时啊，准备帮助别人。
And so in verse 18, it tells us that we have to be ready to give, willing to share.
圣经说，神能够把更多的只要我们有愿意来帮助别人的话，神能够把更多的给我们。
And if the Bible tells us if we're willing to give to others, then God will give us even more.
所以我们要怎么享受人生呢？
So how can we enjoy our life?
我们主要享受神已经赏赐给我们的东西。
Enjoy the things that God has already given to us.
因为我们东西很多啊。
Because we have many things already.
你看我们衣橱啊，不知道多少件衣服啊。
If we look in our closet, we don't know how many pieces of clothing we have already.
啊，像这个姐妹，你们很多衣服啊。
And so sisters may have a lot of clothing.
啊，有一次我问在灵恩会的时候问信徒啊。
And so during spiritual convocation, I've asked the members.
那个时候年初，那是二月份呐。
And this is in February.
我说啊，你们预计今年哈，今年啊不会啊今年会了，今年会买衣服的，请举手。
And so if you and I asked them, oh, how many clothings have purchased so far in this year?
啊，很多人举手啊。
And so many people raised their hands.
啊，你预计今年不会买衣服的，请举手。
And then if you Oh, and then, so then I asked, oh, for those that will not buy any clothes this year, please raise your hand.
那才一个。
Only one person raised their hand.
啊，后来负责的人跑来告诉我啊。
And later on, the church council member came and found me.
啊，通常那个人不算数啊，那个人不算呢。
And he told me that that person doesn't count.
那个人是异类啊。他都是穿他妈妈的衣服啊。
And so because this person,
他妈妈过世啊，留下很多衣服给他。
And, oh, because this person wears all of their hand-me-downs from their mother because their mother recently passed away.
啊，所以很多人啊，就是认为啊，我的还不够啊。
And so there are many people who feel that oh, they do not have enough.
啊，当然，只要是不够的话，有需要是要买呢。
And so that oh, if we do not have enough, then I must go buy it.
但是有时候要节制啊，我们神赏赐百物给我们享受，哎，够了。
And so we must have self-control and understand that what God has given to us is enough.
有余的话，我们就能够帮助别人。你看呐，甘心施舍，乐意。乐意的话就是 ready 我们就准备好了，可以帮助别人。
And so what God has given to us, we must be ready to give and willing to share it with others.
圣经也告诉我们，我们要尝尝主恩的滋味啊。
And God also, the Bible also tells us that, oh, do we have constantly give thanks? Because God's grace has been given to us to enjoy.
那所以我们就是可以享受啊。
So we can enjoy it.
你要坐游轮啊，你要做什么都可以。
You can go on a cruise if you would like.
啊，但是呢，这些所做的事情啊，神必审问。
But the things that we do, God will judge accordingly.
那么意思就是要合理呀、啊，
嗯、so ，
要合乎圣经呢、啊。
And so the things we do must be reasonable and must be biblical.
哎，享受也是合乎圣经呢、啊。
And so it is also to enjoy is also biblical.
所以神告诉我们啊，我们可以来尝尝主恩的滋味。
And so for here, God tells us that we can enjoy what God has given to us.
啊，请看诗篇的三十四篇第八节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 34, verse 8.
三十四篇第八节。
34:8。
诗篇三十四篇第八节。
Psalm 34:8。
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的啊！投靠他的人有福了，因为神是美善的。
And so because God is good.
所以我们要尝尝主恩的滋味。
And so we must constantly taste and see that the Lord is good.
神赏赐给我们享受，那就是主恩的滋味。
And because what God has given to us, that is the taste of God.
所以主恩的滋味，按照旧约时代的内容来讲，就是在物质层面上能够来享受神的赏赐。
And so for us, to be able to taste and see that the Lord is good is in materialistically when being able to enjoy it.
那在新的时代，就是有个更深的意义。
And so in the New Testament, has a deeper meaning.
那这个意义啊，就是来享受天恩的滋味。
And that is we are able to experience this spiritual, taste.
那享受神善道、神的道理啊，神善道的滋味。
And be able to experience the good of God's word.
啊，神的道理也有滋味啊。
Because God's word is good.
不晓得大家有没有闻过啊
？I don't know if you have tasted it before.
当然说，哎，这个圣经好像味道新的，买新的圣经总是有味道，哎，闻一闻。
And if you smell the Bible, the new Bible has a smell.
啊，真的，这神的道理啊，也有滋味，一番滋味在心里头啊。
And so for the word of God, it also has a taste that we can experience.
有一个传道他做见证啊。
And so a pastor testified.
啊，他读这圣经以后啊，他读了，他眼泪就感动的掉下来呀。
And as the pastor is reading the Bible, and the more he reads it, he is moved to tears.
那个就是主善道啊的滋味。
And that is to taste that, that the Lord is good.
所以我们读圣经要读到我们很受感动。
And so we need to read the Bible to the point that we are moved.
啊，真的好像在字间行间里头，就神在告诉我们哪些信息。
And like how it is a message of God directly to us.
好像神自己在说话一样。
Like it is God speaking, himself speaking to us.
所以那我们灵力啊，灵力觉得非常满足。
And so spiritually we would be content.
就真的神的话就好像食物一样。
And so the word of God is like food.
能够让我们得到饱足。
And able to make us feel content.
那假如说我们读圣经啊，这读的没有什么味道。
And however, if we read the Bible and it has no flavor to us.
那我们一定要想办法让它读出味道来。
That we must find a way for it to have flavor.
那我们可能要想一些办法。
We have to think of some ways.
这个办法可能就是祷告啊。
And so some of these ways might include prayer.
啊，那我们自己能够安静下来呀。
To quiet ourselves down.
啊，不要急躁，能够专心。
So that we're able to focus.
啊，能够单独自己一个人。
Or to be by ourselves.
啊，那个时候我们自己面对神。
and for us to face God.
我们就能够来尝主恩的滋味，能够尝善道的滋味。
So that we are able to taste and see that the Lord is good.
那透过圣灵，我们祷告体验圣灵，也可以体验主恩的滋味。
And so through the Holy Spirit, we're able to also taste that the Lord is good.
因此有很多人喜欢祷告。
So that is why there are so many people that enjoy prayer.
为什么喜欢祷告？
Why do they enjoy prayer?
祷告跪下也很辛苦啊。
Because for a person to kneel there is very painful.
你看有的人啊，在跪五分钟他就受不了了。
And because there are some people after kneeling for 5 minutes, they can stand it no longer.
但是有的人可以跪两个小时哎。
But then there's others who are able to kneel there for 2 hours.
这个俄湾教会啊，他们每天早上就有很多人来祷告。
And so Irvine Church, many every morning there are many members that would come to pray.
那我都看信徒啊，有的人祷告的比我还久啊。
And so I see many members they pray longer than I do.
因为传道也有很多事情要做，所以也不能够祷告太久。
And so as a pastor, there are many things that I must do, so I cannot pray for too long.
所以那些人啊，我祷告一个小时，那些人还在祷告啊。
And so there are people who, after 1 hour of praying, they're still praying.
比我早到，比我晚结束。
There are people who come earlier than I do and finish later than me.
那为什么能够跪那么久？
Why, how are they able to kneel for so long?
因为他们尝主恩的滋味了。
But it is because they have tasted and saw that the Lord is good.
好吃的东西慢慢吃啊。
So the things that are good, you would eat it slowly.
所以我们要尝尝主恩的滋味。
So we must constantly taste and see God's good.
这个是美善人生的一部分。
This is one part of having a good and beautiful life.
那我们要培养知足的心。
Next, we need to cultivate a heart of contentment.
知足常乐。知足就会快乐。
Because if we are able to be content, then we will have joy.
那这句话我们都常听啊。
And so, and this is a phrase that we often hear.
但是有的时候，好像又会抱怨。
But at the same time, we might complain.
所以我们要尽量使自己能够知足。
And so we must be able to be content.
所以这些广告商广告的内容是不是会勾起我们的欲望？
And so we have to think, do the advertisements that we see or the commercials, do they make us want?
那我们是不是会跟别人来比较我们自己？
And will we compare ourselves with others?
跟别人以别人的成就来衡量我们自己的价值。
And that we use other people as a value of how we are.
神给每个人都是有价值的。
Because every person, God has given every person a value.
不需要靠着别人对我们的看法。
We don't. It doesn't need to rely on how other people see us.
所以就不需要跟别人比呀。
So we don't need to compare with others.
所以我们要经常有个知足的心。
So we must have a heart of contentment.
才能够享受神所赏赐的百物。
So that we're able to experience all of what God has given to us.
享受这个美善的人生啊。
To be able to experience a good and beautiful life.
这样子我们每一天能够过得很有意义。
So that we can live each day meaningfully.
每一天过得很喜乐，很平安。
Live each day joyfully and with peace.
假如我们还没有喜乐平安的话。
And if we do not have joy and peace.
觉得人生很乏味。
Or we feel like life is very burdensome.
那可我们要检讨我们的信仰。
Then we must look at our faith.
因为神所赏赐是美善的人生。
And because what God has given to us is a good and beautiful life.
这个是神的恩赐。
This is a blessing and gift of God.
是大家都可以来享受的。
This is something that we can all come to enjoy.
再唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
513首。
513.